All right, this segment is called Am I the Jerk? And all I can say is I hope I don't show up on this segment.
You never know. I was on last week's segment, so you never know. You can be a jerk and it be unbeknownst to you. But this is our weekly staple, Am I the Jerk? You can send your complaints and your scenarios to amithejerk1310@gmail.com. We do this every Thursday, and we determine who's the jerk. Is it you? The other guy. We'll start with a friend of the show. Everybody's a friend of the show, Rich. If you email Am I the Jerk, you are a friend of the show. We'll call him Brandon. Invasion. While helping a friend with a construction job on Saturday in a cookie-cutter neighborhood, I noticed that the house next door had two kids who were periodically playing in the backyard throughout the day. After 6 hours of hearing the older brother constantly pushing around his younger brother, or younger sister, excuse me, and making her cry, I became irritated. Then the sound of an ice cream truck came through the neighborhood. Being a proud girl dad, I called the boy over to the fence, gave him $5, and told him to get his sister an ice cream. His reply was, what about me? I said, no, just for her. She ate her ice cream on the back porch while he walked around pouting for the rest of the evening. Am I the jerk for not buying the bullying brother ice cream? Thank you, P1 Brand. Okay.
The other question is,
should you be buying ice cream?
Is he the creep?
Neighbor kids?
Is he the creep?
That's probably a pretty good question, because as I'm getting about halfway through this, I'm like, so I scanned it before the segment, and I was like, okay, I didn't catch at first that these are not his children. I kind of feel
and
like...
And he doesn't even live there, right?
Yeah, he's helping
like
a neighbor. Helping a friend with a construction job in a cookie cutter neighborhood. So this is not his neighborhood.
Right. Generic.
I feel like you're not, you shouldn't buy ice cream for kids that are not yours, that you don't know.
I mean, I might do it for my neighbor kids.
Sure.
But I know them.
Right. You're
they
aware
know me.
Of who they are.
Right.
Because when that truck comes around, because it's the second week in a row with an ice cream truck incident, because I bought my kid ice cream last week at my daughter's baseball game at the end of the game, and then like all the other kids come walking by seeing my son eating ice cream. And
they're all going,
what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, so I was brought up on jerk charges.
What's up, Mahia?
But I was hiding away. I felt like I got a pass. I think you're, I don't know if you're a jerk, but I think you should be careful about your actions.
You kind of are if you didn't explain.
Because you're not teaching that kid a lesson.
No, you didn't tell him, you've been awful today.
Right.
She deserves it.
Yeah, he just says no just for her, and then she gets to eat ice cream. He's pouting. He just thinks you're picking on him.
Is the ice cream truck a big player today?
If that thing is rolling around with that dumbass song playing, yeah, they're going to want it.
But how often does it happen?
It's not very often in the neighborhood. Like, it's pretty occasional in the neighborhood, but if you have sporting events, they will 100% be driving around the parking lot.
Ours is very active in the neighborhood.
Is really?
Yeah, my 2-year-old, he knows.
Yeah, and they know.
He knows.
It's
game time.
Pavlov, dude. The first time they get ice cream after hearing that song, they know what that is.
We had one through our neighborhood 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I'd say that was definitely the first time in 2025 that had occurred, and possibly the first time in 3 years. I mean, it was so random.
We're just not in an, like, we're on the last, like, turn in of our neighborhood on a cul-de-sac with two houses on it.
Oh.
So there's not a big, like.
Not a big market.
No, not a big market down there. You're not, unless you're gonna sell to the storks that, that hang out in the floodplain behind my house, you don't have a lot of options.
Are they storks?
They're big white birds.
Flamingos?
They're definitely
Pelicans?
Not flamingos.
Pelicans?
Look, I stay away from live water, but I know my waterfowl, okay?
Oh, well.
So, Brandon, I say you're not the jerk, but careful out there, bud.
Yeah.
Careful out there. Let's go to Colby. Hey, guys. Last night, I was picking up dinner from a fast food Chinese food place.
Okay.
The line was pretty long, moving pretty slow. I ordered a plate with double orange chicken and fried rice. The total price was about $10. When I get to the window, the guy told me that my meal had been paid for by the person in front of me.
Very nice.
And that there was a pay it forward chain that had been going for quite some time. He asked me if I wanted to pay for the car behind me, and I asked how much was their bill. and he told me it was $21. I told him, sorry, don't really want to pay for that. He said, that's okay, but to act like I paid and that he was going to pay for it himself and tell the next person I paid for them. I ended up getting
him. What?
So the guy that's in the drive-thru is going to pay for that lady's meal so that the chain can continue.
But he didn't want to pay for it.
Right.
But he did?
No, the drive-thru worker is going to pay for it.
The drive-thru worker?
Wild decision on this guy's part. You're way too invested in what's going on in your drive-thru line.
2 hours of his pay right there.
That's probably, he might be lowballing it a little bit there. And the next person was going to pay for it. And so he told him to act like you paid for it, and then you drive off. And he says, I end up getting a meal for free, but it made me feel like a big jerk. Am I the jerk for not paying it forward when the next person was double my meal price? No, these have got to stop. Pay for your own meal and move on. Quit inconveniencing and putting social pressures on other people in a drive-thru where, man, I'm in the drive-thru because I don't want to have an interaction with people. I just want to tell this little screen my order and I want to move on with my day. I don't want to interact with the world.
You want
outside.
A robot arm to stick its way
That'd
out of the
great.
Window and hand you the bag of food?
Okay, the robot arm's a little scary, but if R2-D2 wanted to come out and hand me my bag of burgers, that'd be great. And the other part is the social pressure of where prices of food are. Maybe I went in there to get my dollar soda and a small fry, and now the person behind me has four kids in their car, ordered four milkshakes and large drinks for their entire family, and I'm looking at a $3 order on myself, which the guy in front of me paid for, and now I gotta pay $45 just to keep your little line going.
He should have asked if he could pay for half.
Yeah, can we meet in the middle? Especially if fast food drive-thru guy is going to pay for it himself, let's go halvesies on this.
Pay for half.
That should have been the way to go.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
The pay it forward chain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I break it every time.
I've never, ever
it is a
come across this.
Huge player at the coffee shop.
I've never had it there either.
I think it might be a girl thing. I think the girls are out here starting these pay it forward chains.
Never have experienced
it. And you're over here ending it.
Hell yeah, I'm ending
it. Every time. By the way, you're the jerk.
For my community.
You're the jerk.
Nah.
Ending it every time.
That's a community service. I'm a hero, I think. Tip sheet's got my back. Sometimes. Last one from P1 Coleman. What's up, boys? I'm 23, about to graduate college from Texas Tech. Get your guns up. I've worked at a restaurant the past 3 years and have worked my way to being the kitchen manager. So I'm dealing with a bunch of college and high school kids. We had this one punk high school kid in the dish pit. Multiple employees had complained to me about him constantly doing the most annoying baby voice when talking to other people. I had told him many times to knock it off. Yeah, a little bit. It was a very busy Saturday night as I was slammed and was looking back there. I noticed he was sitting on his phone. I went back there and yelled at him to get to work and get off his phone, which he replied in the ultimate baby voice, "Sorry, Coleman." And then I screamed at him and he said if he did that voice one more time, we were going to go outside and I was going to end the baby voice once and for all. Am I the jerk for blowing up at him and threatening violence? Or is he the jerk for not being able to read the room and act like an adult? Love you, boys. Take care. Best, Coleman.
Nothing wrong with that.
Can I take both for the win here?
Yeah, how is Matt McLaren somehow both people in this scenario? I don't totally understand.
I mean, is he king of queening us right now,
dude,
with his own bit?
I it's hard to tell anymore. We kind of set a rule. So you're aware of Justin Montemayor.
Yes, his fascination with the King of Queens.
And he's
met Kevin James.
Indeed.
And by the way, I'm a big King of Queens P1 myself.
Show. Not a bad show at all. Well, he, being the King of Queens P1 and a jerk in his own right, has decided to infiltrate our little segment every
week. I've heard it.
And so we've sort of set up a rule where, like, we trust the jerks. We're trying to trust the jerks, unless it just screams sitcom.
I don't think that was a King of Queens
episode. I don't think so. And Coleman, I'm sorry to say, you might be a jerk here. You can't threaten violence.
No, you're a manager.
a manager of
human beings. You cannot tell them you're
going
to take them outside to end that. That's not how that handles.
You can't end the baby voice with violence.
You're suddenly the usher at the Pirates game here.
Right,
now.
Right.
You're
going to take his belt off and whip his ass.
You can't do that.
No,
but
I feel like there's some jerk behavior going on in both scenarios where this kid clearly cannot read the room. And is not, he probably thinks it's hilarious to do this voice, or he thinks it is annoying and he's doing it to get a rise out of people.
Well, yeah.
Either way, it's gotta stop, but we cannot threaten violence on our employees to get it done.
I will say, Coleman's at a tough spot there because he said, I'm managing these college kids and high school kids. And I'm thinking, well, Coleman, you just told us you're about to graduate. So you're a college kid too.
You are too. You can't get off my lawn just yet.
But it is a tough spot. You're a college kid having to manage college kids.
Yeah.
But are you a big dog in school?
I'm going to take both.
You're going to say both jerks?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll say both jerks as well. All right. Am I the Jerk 1310? We do this every Thursday at 9:50. Send them in whenever you run into a scenario and we'll be sure to get to it.